This is TWiT.
We've all seen 3D printing, but one of the missing elements has been making a 3D printer that works again and again and again. Well, that's a secret that the folks here at XYZ Printing have figured out. This printer right here, the DaVinci 1.0, is the hottest selling 3D printer on the planet. And you can currently buy this at Amazon, unlike a lot of other kits where you have to find some esoteric shop. Now, they've went from the DaVinci 1.0 to the DaVinci 2.0, which is a duo printer. It has two different heads, to this one, which is internet connected. So for those people who don't really want to have to design things, you can go through the internet to find the design you want to print. Now, if that's all that they had, XYZ would still be tops in my book, especially at that price point and at this quality. But they're increasing the state of the 3D printing arts by using this. This is the DaVinci 1.0 AIO, the all-in-one. This is a 3D scanner. That means that for those people who really don't want to have to design their own objects, you can put something into the scanning bed, it will take all the measurements, convert it into a standard format, and then you can 3D print it. Now, here's the best part. You could use this 3D scanner to take an object that you want to improve, scan it, modify it. Like, let's say you wanted to add a handle or a mounting post and then print it up on a 3D printer. That's real innovation because it means I can take the objects from my daily life and make them that much better. Now, they're not just going to sit back on their laurels with a great 3D printer and a great 3D scanner. They've decided that they need something that everyone can afford, that everyone can use. They wanted to leverage the experience they have in being one of the biggest electronics manufacturing firms on the planet and give you a product that's durable, easy to use, and, well, cheap enough for you to buy. And that's what this is. This is the DaVinci Junior. This is a $349 3D printer. Now, it's not just that it's inexpensive. It's that it's durable. It comes in its own case, so it's going to keep everything nice and clean. And the head is removable. If you ever jam, if you ever have a feed problem, you can actually remove the head from the assembly without having to disassemble the entire printer. That's entirely different than some of the 3D printers that we played with in the past. It also comes with a one-year warranty. If you tried to buy a one-year warranty on some of the other 3D printer bots, well, it would actually cost more than the DaVinci itself. Now, this is not just a $349 printer. It's a statement from XYZ saying, everybody come. Start with the DaVinci Junior. Start with the $349 printer. See if your hand is good at designing 3D objects. Then add a laser scanner. And if your skill progresses, why not go up to one of the big boys? Now, if you want to start in 3D art, you got to give a try to XYZ. We're back at the XYZ booth to show you off another piece of technology. Now, this is the Noble 1.0. It's a $1,499 printer. Now, you're probably saying, wait a minute. They had the DaVinci for $349 and their larger printers for $600. Why would I want to pay $1,500 for this? Well, in a word, perfection. This is the granular kind of quality that you're going to get with this. And the reason why it does that is because it's a stereolithography machine. In other words, it doesn't use a printhead. It's using a series of lasers and this resin. It's a photosensitive resin to create the image. It slowly lifts the head out of the resin and it adds layers and layers and layers to the item. The finished product is this. You can get extremely small articles. You can get super fine detail. And it just means that you're going to get a part that's far more tolerant of really close precision movement. This is a different type of 3D printing. This is not squirting plastic onto a platform or onto a head. This is actually building the article from the ground up with laser light. Now, if you are into more precise 3D printing, XYZ is making it cheap with the Noble. Now, 3D printing isn't all about utility. We know that. You've got to have the desire to create, the desire to build. And if you're a parent, you probably want your kids to have that desire. Well, XYZ is making it easier with this new series of robots. Now, imagine this. They sell you a kit that includes the servos and the controllers and the wiring and the chips that will allow you to create a robot. But then they give you the files to 3D print the frame, the structure, everything that turns the robot into a robot. This is a fantastic possibility for you to give your kids a love for learning. At $300 per pop, it means that they're going to learn everything from microcontrollers to servos to how structures move and work to 3D printing. And in the end, they get a finished package that is their customized master of disaster. Robots. And you thought 3D printing was only about plastic? Shame on you. Here at XYZ, they've also got the 3D food printer. Yeah, no, you heard me right. Food printer. Now, take the same technology that you would use in a 3D printer with a head, but instead of squirting ABS plastic, it's squirting edibles. Now, they've got cartridges for dough, they've got cartridges for chocolate, and you can have the most intricate patterns being piled up one on top of the other to create cookies beyond compare, to create sweets that are sweet, and just to geek out. Now, the thing that I really like about something like this is it's taking 3D printing into a space where we didn't think it was going to go. And isn't that what we want at CES? We want to be shown something that we haven't seen before. And if you're going to take a 3D printing technology that has grown over the last 3-4 years and give me something I can eat, well, I'm all for it. Here at XYZ, om nom nom. You know, over the years, I've come to realize that I do tech pretty well. Growing things, not so much. To say I have a black thumb would be an understatement. I kill everything that grows. Of course, maybe that won't be the case now that we've got XYZ and their green cube. This device is a self-contained hydroponics farm. Now, the only thing you have to do is add water and power. It will give your plant the right light, the right humidity, the right temperature, and make sure that it stays watered so that you get a customized growing profile. Oh, I know that this is a niche product. This is going to be something that some people are going to say, well, why do I need a hydroponics farm in my house? But for $399, why wouldn't you? Go ahead and give it a try. See what you can grow, what kind of herbs, what kind of vegetables, and maybe you can find a difference in taste. Now, I know some people swear by organic, and this is uber organic. This is organic grown in your living room. I wonder what else I could grow in the green cube.